Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like the Biden administration has released its national drug control strategy for the year. Most of us didn't really hear about it because we've all been watching the Johnny Depp trial. We're going to be talking about the Johnny Depp trial. I got to tell you, I'm watching all the comments online as we're going through the trial, and Johnny Depp is a very, very, impressive witness in terms of keeping his calm and being a little smart alecky on cross examination. But you know, sadly, there's some issues that have come up from in terms of evidence, and we're going to discuss that. Also, there's a big controversy called Poopgate. And all over social media, people are trying to figure out who pooped on Johnny Depp's bed. I will provide my medical forensic analysis on that. We also have a flight issue. We thought that after the masks got ended on the flights, we would not have any more issues, right, in terms of fights on a plane. Well, not if you're Mike Tyson. Apparently, Mike Tyson has been seen repeatedly punching a passenger in first class who wouldn't leave him alone after they did a selfie. And you just see him just plummet. Oh, and let me actually put this off. I don't want you guys hearing the audio. And so Mike Tyson obviously didn't keep his cool. We have the Justice Department is going to appeal the ruling of the travel mask mandate that, I don't know if you guys have seen the I Did That stickers with Joe Biden. Well, the federal judge that stopped the mask mandate on airplanes, you see stickers, I did that. She didn't make them, but somebody else did. So we're going to talk about that back and forth. And then, of course, some of the latest in the Ukraine-Russia war. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So right now, officials say that the Department of Justice is filing an appeal aiming to overturn a federal judge's ruling that struck down the federal mask mandate on public transportation. Why is this a big deal? Well, because many people have been at risk of being kicked off flights. Many people have children who are autistic. Many people can't tolerate the mask, and you also have many people concerned about COVID and COVID variants. So this is something that you would think would be a very exhausted, topic where nobody seems to care anymore, but apparently you do have people passionate on both sides. The notice of appeal was filed Wednesday in federal court in Tampa, Florida. Now, this came minutes after the CDC asked the Justice Department to appeal the decision. The agency said Wednesday that it is the, quote, CDC's continuing assessment that at this time an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for public health. CDC will continue to monitor public health conditions to determine whether such an order remains necessary. CDC believes this is a lawful order, well within CDC's legal authority to protect public health. And the reason why this got flipped with the ruling is because the federal judge felt the CDC didn't have the authority. And here's the thing. I know some of you are just looking at all of this going, are you kidding me? Masks versus no masks. Here we are almost 3 years into it. Why can't everybody kind of figure things out? The problem with it is if you want to wear a mask, I support you. I think that's fantastic. If you have a mask, wear it. You know, if you think it's going to protect you, if it's a good, clean mask, as if it's an N95 mask, I think that's fantastic. You know, hold on to it, use it. You know, when you're on a plane, you're next to other people, you can get sick, not only from COVID, TB, MRSA, other things were just all kind of smashed together in coach. You know, for those of us who can't be in first class, like Mike Tyson or the guy that got pummeled. So, you know, you want to wear a mask, go for it. Where the problem lies is who is doing the enforcing. All of a sudden, flight attendants, who everybody used to love, are now looked upon as the Gestapo. Flight attendants now, I mean, they have to be in this position of law enforcement. Flight attendants are getting harassed and assaulted. Other people are getting harassed and assaulted. Children are getting kicked off flights. People are getting kicked off flights. People are having trouble breathing. It's affecting those who would like to have some alcohol on the plane, as some planes have stopped alcohol. And so, you know, one suggesting that masks are worn in an indoor setting is perfectly fine. Mandating it or else, this or else has been very poorly handled. You know, if I had a doctor who wrote me an exemption from the mask, I have no idea who I could give that to and who would even tolerate it and who would even accept it or honor it. So if I have trouble breathing on a flight and I have to wear that mask or else, I get kicked off a flight. You know, it's concerning. And it's also concerning because if a plane was really, really, if we were really worried about public health, can we do something about the seats being so smashed together and you being in there like a sardine? You my knees are hitting the seat in front of me. I'm 5'6". Now maybe a little 5'5½" because my discs are starting to shrink as I get older. I'm 5'5½", and my knees are banging into the seat in front of me. And then when that seat reclines, I can't move. My arms and legs go numb because I have no way to readjust. That's a public health crisis. If planes are really that worried about that, why can't we spread people out on the plane? Oh, well, because the industry will lose money. And they'll, so it's about, okay, you have to sit like sardines, but you have to put a mask on. So not only are you claustrophobic, and I'm not even claustrophobic, but people could be claustrophobic. On top of that, they have that threat that they're going to get kicked off the plane if they're not wearing a mask. That's where the problem is. The CDC's not wrong to suggest masks, but to mandate them, that, you know, we don't have a good system for the mandates. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And I've spoken to you guys about Parkinson's because it is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder affecting tens of thousands of people a year, and in fact, affecting many people we know. We believe, as we know, Michael J. Fox has had Parkinson's, Janet Reno, Robin Williams had Parkinson's, Muhammad Ali, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II, we're told, had Parkinson's, Charles Schulz, who did Peanuts, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Neil Diamond, Ozzy Osbourne, General Colin Powell, may he rest in peace, diagnosed with Parkinson's. So this is something that affects all of us, whether it could be a family member or somebody we know. And joining us next is Dr. Gus Alva, Assistant Professor of University of California, Riverside, Department of Neuroscience, Medical Director, and ATP Clinical Research. as well as Michelle Rios. Michelle is a bilingual caregiver to her mother, who sadly passed away from Parkinson's, and she works with the Parkinson's Disease Foundation to develop Spanish-speaking support groups and exercise programs for the Parkinson's disease community. Dr. Alva, Michelle Rios, mucho gusto. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having us, Dr. Dahlia.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we'll start with you, Dr. Alva. You know, talk to us about Parkinson's. You do a lot of great work. Please share.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate the way that you placed a face on this illness. We know that Parkinson's is a progressive movement disorder that affects about 1 million people, but you just brought it home. You brought a lot of individuals that pop up in our mind's eye. Now imagine half of those individuals experiencing hallucinations and or delusions, but 9 out of 10 of those individuals being fearful to speak about the symptoms because they might feel like, oh my goodness, on top of having Parkinson's, now I'm going crazy. I'm seeing things or hearing things that other people can't perceive, not knowing that this is part of the underlying illness. So this really is an important opportunity to speak about a campaign, an educational campaign, yours truly, which is being done in a bilingual and multicultural fashion, aiming to raise awareness of these non-motor symptoms so that people don't suffer in silence, that they can actually reach out and get the help that they need.
It's so true. People will misinterpret Parkinson's as just being a motor illness, and they don't realize that there could be multiple other symptoms. If you don't mind, speak to us about the multitude of symptoms somebody with Parkinson's could have.
I'd be happy to. So as we may mention, this is a progressive movement disorder, right? So people oftentimes equate slowness of movement, difficulty with gait, rigidity, tremors as being Parkinson's. But it's not just that. Believe it or not, 20 years before a diagnosis gets made, people have suffered with constipation for a long time, problems with sleep, problems with mood, problems with memory, and obviously the scarier piece are the psychotic symptoms, hallucinations and or delusions, which are part of the illness. So these non-motor symptoms can be more troublesome than the motor symptoms in terms of quality of life, not just for the individual, but also for caregivers. And so, you know, this is a really beautiful campaign. Obviously, Acadia Pharmaceuticals sponsored this in collaboration with StoryCorps, a very clever way of utilizing storytelling to highlight a myriad of different symptoms related to Parkinson's, including the non-motor symptoms that, you know, many individuals struggle with, including underserved minority communities.
Mm-hmm. And early recognition helps the outcome. And so we're really grateful for the Yours Truly campaign and the diligence that your team has done. And, you know, Michelle, you suffered, you know, seeing your mom go through this. You know, tell us about your experience.
So when my mom first started having symptoms, we didn't recognize them as symptoms of Parkinson's. There was definitely a change in her appearance, and we knew that something was wrong. We just didn't know what. It took almost a year for her to get the diagnosis, but when she got that diagnosis, we started to research and learn as much as we could about Parkinson's disease, its progression, and the symptoms associated. We learned about the motor symptoms that she had, but we also learned about the non-motor symptoms that she was experiencing. And these were symptoms that she also did not want to talk about, did not want to share. She didn't want to tell people that she was having problems with constipation, that she was tired all of the time, that she was experiencing depression. And we really encouraged her to talk about those symptoms. We learned about them. We encouraged her to learn about them so that we could seek health resources, therapies, and treatments that would help her manage that disease and its symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to commend both you, Michelle, and Dr. Alva, as, you know, our population isn't always English-speaking, and we have a huge population that is still not as fluent in English. And sadly, that not only affects their health, it affects public health if they feel they can't get the education they need. And so making the information available, you know, there's not a lot of doctors like me or, you know, who are bilingual, you know, making that education out there, you know, for people to access is a true gift.
It is. You're absolutely right, Dr. Dahlia. And unfortunately, different communities oftentimes hold a little bit more stigma and shame. Within the Hispanic community, if people talk about hallucinations and or delusions, that's more of a shameful theme. But through this website, we're encouraging people to speak about their experiences. And as a consequence of that, shatter, you know, the stigma one person at a time. Michelle is a phenomenal example of how one can contribute to this yourstrulypdp.com website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michelle, talk to us about Yours Truly.
This was, like Dr. Alva said, a wonderful opportunity to bring awareness to the symptoms of Parkinson's. Who knows better than the person that's experiencing those symptoms what it's like to live with Parkinson's? And who knows better about caregiving for someone with Parkinson's than the person that is the caregiver? Being able to voice emotions, fears, and hope was very liberating and healing for me. It was also an opportunity to share and help somebody else. Someone who might be listening to the story will identify with what's happening. They'll say, hey, that's happening to me. That's happening to my family. That's a symptom of Parkinson's. There are resources out there that can help. It'll help them be more comfortable with talking about these symptoms with their family members and with their physicians, and now they can get help. Parkinson's can be very challenging. It's very difficult to see your loved one go through the progression of the disease. And it's difficult when you feel alone, when you can't find help, when you can't find resources in Spanish. And so that's why I'm very supportive of this program and want to help out as much as I can. It's very important to me. It would have been wonderful for my mom and for myself as a caregiver to know that what I was experiencing as a caregiver was normal. And so I want to make sure that I do everything I can to bring attention to this really great campaign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well done. And, you know, just to put things into perspective, you know, some of you are listening going, wait a second, I'm constipated. You know, what are the other, you know, kind of not so obvious symptoms? Erectile dysfunction could sometimes be an early sign. Memory loss. I mean, how many of my friends are already at the age where they have erectile dysfunction, memory loss, and they're constipated? Now, I'm not saying they all have Parkinson's, but these are things that people keep to themselves and they don't talk about it. And if we could, you know, rule out Parkinson's early on, or even diagnose it early on, I just think this campaign is life-saving, because the average person with depression, erectile dysfunction, constipation, maybe some balance issues, are thinking Parkinson's. They're thinking, I'm getting old.
Yeah. And worse yet, hallucinating and delusional, all of a sudden, you know, thinking that there's something else that's going on, and as a consequence of that, not seeking out attention.
Exactly. Dr. Alva, can I ask you one more question? Last week, this was this amazing study saying if you survive a heart attack, that might actually lower one's risk of Parkinson's. And you know, the studies that have come out about, you know, smoking and Parkinson's in the last 30 seconds, you know, is there some truth to that, where there's kind of that paradoxical protection?
Well, you know what? People's experiences with Parkinson's can vary greatly. I would say that, you know, it's important to note that this is a neurodegenerative condition, and obviously it's age-related to some degree, and there are certain commonalities. So having an awareness of the non-motor symptoms as well as the motor symptoms are key and critical. So I laud you on your efforts, Dr. Dahlia, of enhancing the knowledge base for our public.
You as well. So yourstrulypdp.com. Dr. Alva, Michelle Rios, thank you so much. Gracias por su tiempo. We really appreciate you guys coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORALVA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Capitol Complex was evacuated Wednesday after what police said was a probable aircraft intrusion. As it turns out, the plane was carrying members of the United States Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Baseball Park. The planned event was never reported to Capitol Police. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to take cities, Mariupol has fallen except for one steel factory. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense minister in a televised meeting to cancel plans to storm Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol and instead block the steel plant so not even a fly can escape. Wildfires raging across the southwestern United States have burned down structures and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. At this time, 10 wildfires and a handful of controlled burns today are smoking up the skies in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. USA Radio News. If you've been looking for a place to live, you know it's getting very expensive to be an American.
Rent prices across the U.S. climbed to record highs in March. A new report indicates that's largely because an increasing number of potential buyers are being pushed out of the market. Real estate brokerage Redfin said the median monthly asking rent increased 17% compared with a year ago. This marked the largest annual jump since February 2020, according to Redfin's data. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NYPD is reporting an arrest has been made in the Queens Momslaying, where video evidence showed a man pulling a hockey bag with the deceased woman down the sidewalk last week. 44-year-old David Benola was taken into custody and charged with the murder, also criminal tampering and criminal possession of a weapon. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All for tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI 1-877-DOCDALI for the first time now in months we don't have a COVID. I mean, we have some COVID headlines, and yes, sadly we do have the Ukraine Russia war. But one headline that has really hijacked a lot of attention is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. And after their marriage, there was an op-ed discussing Amber Heard's domestic struggles and violence and abuse. Johnny Depp had been, I guess, blacklisted from Hollywood, and we have been seeing their dirty laundry, literally. And Poopgate is a thing now, where apparently Johnny Depp, and this had been brought up about a year or two ago, Johnny Depp had claimed that somebody took a dump on his bed. And it is being brought up in the trial. And it's there's a lot of back and forth. Everybody's like, whodunit? Well, it's pretty easy. There's a lot of clues to it. So this is where I come in. You know, many of you wonder, where is Dr. Dahlia's role in medicine with all these other medical experts? None of them can do forensic analysis like I do. And so glove up and let's just dive in. So when you look at the images, and if you do need to see the images, this is on my Twitter, this is on my Facebook, and this is on my website. There is what ended up happening. We are being told under Johnny Depp's testimony. We have not heard Amber Heard's testimony on Poopgate. Okay, so this is only one side of the story. This is all allegations. But Johnny Depp apparently was supposed to be at her 30th birthday party and had come late. I don't know if he had balloons, cake, whatever. He came late. They had a fight. He decides, I am done. I'm out. He sits her on the bed and he says, I am leaving you. And he takes off, doesn't come back, leaves the home. The next day he wants to come home. Somebody told him not to. And the housekeeper sends him a picture of a big deuce, you know, dumped on the bed. And so when he approached Amber about it, she said it was the dogs. Now, forensic analysis is not very easy to do. But I broke it down for y'all so y'all can, you know, kind of, you know, get your feet wet. Okay? Get a taste. Forensic analysis as it comes to Poopgate. So, when you look at the image, you see a bed. You see half of a bed. You see a guitar in the background. Johnny Depp is musically talented. You see, I don't know, maybe wine, lotion, a whole bunch of stuff. But on the bed, you see the sheet moved over. So, he obviously isn't one that makes his bed. Most of us don't. You get out of bed, the sheet, you almost have that diagonal curve. You get out of the bed, and you go about on your day. There's a big piece of poop, right, at the end of the bed. It is not little droplets. It is one large mound. It also looks very firm. So the first thing I notice is nobody pooped in the bed. Somebody pooped on the bed. And it wasn't where his tushy would be on his side of the bed. This was almost at the foot of the bed. And it was on top of a blanket. So this implies this wasn't fecal incontinence. Right? Fecal incontinence by somebody, that would be where they were sleeping. I don't know if you remember when Michael Jackson's bed, he had these things we call them chucks. They're absorbent. It was in kind of the halfway mark, because I guess there were rumors that he had some incontinence issues, either urine or whatever. I can't confirm that, but you saw the pictures where that was in the center. Nothing. The bed looks crystal clear except for what's at the bottom of the bed. In terms of blaming this on the dog, so they have two Yorkshire Terriers, and they're called Pistol and Bop. They are so adorable. Well, Pistol and Bop are maybe at the tallest, maybe 6 inches, 9 inches. The stool is at least 6 centimeters. With the stool, it's like 3-4 centimeters. So a average human poop could be anywhere from a couple centimeters to 20. Centimeters. Sometimes those big long ones we get, you know, that swirl. A Yorkshire Terrier would not poop their height. And so there is no way this came from an animal. Not to mention the circumference. The girth is at least 4 centimeters. A Yorkshire Terrier's girth, even with an expansion of the rectum, still would not be able to fit this. So just based on physics and even calculus, you could not, the surface area, you could, it is almost statistically impossible for this to have come out of a Yorkshire Terrier dog. Now, the location does look deliberate because it's on the edge of the bed. In fact, if it is on the edge of the bed, although I couldn't necessarily measure where the floor was or where the edge of the bed was, it almost looks like a position where somebody would be sitting on the edge of the bed. Hence, that would signify a deliberation or an intent or malice to stool there. And it almost seems like kind of the corner of the bed. So somebody sat on the edge of the bed. Now, what can we talk about in terms of the consistency? Well, that's huge. Okay? When you look at the consistency, that's very, very important because that can also help determine who actually did it. So we've talked about the Bristol stool chart, where there are many different consistencies of stool. Anywhere from type 1 to type 7. Type 1 is very hard rock pebbles. Type 2 is where it's kind of sausage-like, but it's very firm. And type 3 is not as bumpy. It's more smooth, a little more crackly. Type 4 is like a sausage or snake, smooth, soft. Type 5 is where you got little blobs with clear-cut edges. Type 6 is where you can't really see the ragged edges. The edges are kind of more kind of soft, and then type 7 is just complete water. So normal poop is type 4 or 5, where it's like a sausage but soft. Or they're like little blobs. This sucker looks like a type 2. It is very hard, bumpy, firm, dry in some areas, wet in some areas. So this means this was a stool that was compacted and churned within the colon. And you guys know, the job of the colon is to absorb water out of the food. So your intestine, the small intestine, that's the part that deals with all the nutrients and all that. But the colon, the large intestine, that job is to pull out the water. So like, let's say you have diarrhea and a stomach bug, and you just eat something and it just comes right out as water. Well, it didn't have time to sit in there, and the water's trying to flush out whatever parasite or bug or virus is in there. You know, the transit time is too quick. But if you have stool that sits there, it just churns and dehydrates, and the colon just keeps sucking out whatever water it can. So by the time you do pass it, which could be a week later, it's very dry. The fact that this is so oddly shaped and round, and this almost looks like whoever pooped this had some sort of obstruction or some sort of major constipation. Now, Johnny Depp thinks it was either Amber or one of her friends. So if you were, you know, medically involved in this case, you would probably interview Amber or her friend and to look at their diet, to look at maybe some of their daily habits. Let's say somebody wants to poop, but they have to hold it because they got a party coming up or they got something else going on or they just don't feel like they have the time. You know, women are a little bit more likely to hold it than men. Now, I'm not saying Johnny Depp is completely in the clear, but it is more common for ladies to go, well, I'm going to wait, you know, I'm not going to go in public. Whereas, you know, dudes have much easier time going in public. They couldn't care less. Although, obviously, whoever had no problem doing this on a couch, on a bed, had no problem about, you know, public and not being in a potty. But it could be somebody was very busy, they were running around that day, getting ready for a party, could have been an issue. The other thing, too, is it could have been somebody who used stimulants. Somebody who used stimulants could be constipated. Somebody who doesn't drink enough water. Somebody who has a lot of stress, doesn't eat a lot of fiber, caffeine, low thyroid. Find out who had low thyroid. That could be their poop. If they sit frequently, if they've been pregnant, hormone fluctuations, irritable bowel, laxative abuse, eating disorders, and again, use of narcotics, medications. So, yeah, I might not have solved the case, but I think we did kind of narrow it down. It's a bumpy case. I get it. Just we got to keep pushing through. But, you know, we can figure out who pooped on the bed. We're almost there. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some breaking news this morning is video has surfaced of heavyweight champion Mike Tyson hitting somebody. People use the term pummeling, punching. It looks like he is trying to get some guy out of his space. I'm not saying he's innocent, but it was a very interesting exchange on a flight. And I thought we probably need to talk about when not to bug the hell out of a celebrity, especially if they're a boxer and a heavyweight. So it appears that this man was sitting behind Mike Tyson in first class, and I think it's a JetBlue flight. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen JetBlue first class, but they have something called the Mint, and it is amazing. And when I've flown in it, okay, you are excited. it is exciting. And you get in there, and some people have like two seats in one row, but sometimes you have your own, you have your own row, and it's your cubby. And they have it decorated nice. You get into your own cubby, and you kind of feel like you're in your own plane apartment. It is really, really cool. So this guy got to be in his own little cubby. And he notices in front of him, well, obviously, because when you sit, you see people in front of you, as, you know, as you're getting to your seat, he notices it's Mike Tyson. So he says something to him. Mike Tyson talks to him. They even take a selfie. And you would think that would be it. But instead, when you watch the video, he keeps sitting there. Apparently, he has his friend across the row, because his other friend probably got that their cubby. Whenever you try to fly JetBlue Mint, and again, it's one of those things where if you got the miles, jump on it, because it's too expensive. I can't, you know, I don't like paying a full price if you have to. It's too expensive, way too expensive. But it looks like, you know, you got to get those seats early, and when you do, you pick your seat, and you want to pick the one where you have your own row. It's so cool. Very sexy first class. One of the sexiest first classes I've been in. But anyway, it looks like his friend on the other side of the row is videotaping. So it's like, look, you know, here I am with Mike Tyson. And he just keeps at it. He keeps at it. So in another video, you see him just start getting his butt kicked. And then his friend videotapes him all bloodied and bruised. So this was a flight between San Francisco to Florida. This happened last night. Cell phone footage was obtained by TMZ, and it shows the former heavyweight champion smacking an allegedly overeager fan directly behind him. A witness said the man and friend greeted the 55-year-old boxing legend when they boarded the plane. They got their picture taken, which was very cool of Tyson to do that, because, I mean, when I'm on a plane, there's no makeup. I'm just trying to, well, nobody wrong, my selfie, but stuff with me, but, you know, I'm like, look, I just want to sit, you know, relax, get into my seat, and just kind of get mentally prepared for the flight. They say Tyson grew tired of this guy continually trying to engage with him. He even asked him to be quiet, but the man kept talking. Tyson then stood, turned around, and threw several punches to the man's face and forehead. A witness was heard saying, hey, Mike, come on, stop that. Another video from the flight shows the aftermath. The man is bleeding from his forehead. And the guy goes, my boy just got beat up by Mike Tyson. Yeah, he got blinked up just trying to ask for an autograph. I don't know what happened. Well, no, I mean, okay, the guy's an idiot. And you see Mike Tyson sit there, and he's like standing there, and he's like, you know, I mean, hey, you got to see the pictures. No excuse for violence. The victim reportedly received medical attention, went to the police. Now there might be an investigation. But, you know, I mean, it's, this is something that I think is getting out of control. So I, you know, when you're in Vegas, you run into people all the time. So I ran into Mike Tyson. He's eating dinner. Nice to meet you. You're cool. You know, I mean, you know, had an ear taste. Right, whatever, you know, whatever, I didn't say that, but okay, and then move on. But we live in a period of time now where everybody wants to have some fame, or they want to get that video on TikTok, or they want to get that selfie. So rather than people going up to a celebrity saying, can I have your autograph? They go up and go, well, can I take my picture with you? And I've had that. I've been at an airport where people want a picture with me and things like that. And I think it's because they confuse me with a real celebrity. But that's okay. And I do it. I take the picture, and that's great. But then they, you know, and I'll say some words. I'll ask them what their name is or whatever. And they're like, well, really, really nice to meet you. And then most of the time when people do that, they walk away. They realize that I want my space. I want my time. But Mike Tyson is such a huge celebrity, such a huge figure that, you know, I mean, people think that if I'm going to be on a flight with you, we're now going to be best friends. And, yes, I have spoken to people next to me, and I have become best friends with people on my flights if they want to be, because I'm like, man, you and I are spending 5-6 hours together. I mean, that's longer than some marriages, so we might as well just get it all out there. Let's just share our most intimate secrets, because you and I are technically living together the next 5-6 hours. But, I mean, Mike Tyson didn't want that. He wasn't even in that man's row. And so he asked him to leave him alone. The guy wasn't listening to him, wasn't getting the message. So he punched him. Obviously, Mike Tyson didn't feel like he could go to the flight attendant and say, look, can you get this guy to stop bugging me? I don't know what happened. The problem is now Mike Tyson could be in a heat of trouble because he used violence and he struck somebody. And the guy was left now with some, you know, some medical issues. And, you know, you look at this and you go, you know, this would have all been, you know, avoided if that guy left him alone. And again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but this guy, based on the images, allegedly looks like a flippant idiot and wouldn't leave that person alone. And so nowadays with celebrities, there's all this push to get that picture and to post it online because people love to have people say, oh, wow, you know, you were there with so-and-so, or you were, I mean, people are losing their mind, or somebody has a picture with them and Obama, or them and Trump, and then people get jealous, well, I want that. And it's this keeping up with the Joneses, but on steroids. And so, you know, and then, oh my gosh, then somebody passes away, and everybody goes through their trove of old pictures to see where was I with this celebrity so I could plaster the picture and look like we were all best friends. Everybody knows now you're not best friends. Celebrities will smile, they'll point to you, they'll act like everybody knows it was a selfie. Everybody knows that you ran up to a person, this person who doesn't even know you, doesn't want to know you, but they want to be nice because their picture is going to be plastered, and that you said, I want a picture with you. So they'll pose. And then you know, and then you brag about, oh man, I hung with so and so, and yeah, we're bras, and you know, no, it's you know, the secret's out. So I would recommend that if you do see any sort of celebrity, give them their space. They do want their space. Some of them might want a selfie, and you could say, look, I would love to take a selfie with you, but if they cringe, say, look, I understand you're on vacation. I understand you're in the bathroom. You're just trying to wash your hands. You know, that's fine. I get it. But, you know, here's the thing. We need to, as society, not give a damn about the selfies. We need to not give a damn about people with celebrities. And I get Mike Tyson's a cool, I mean, you see him, you are very overwhelmed. I mean, you are overwhelmed. And it is a very, you know, a very solemn moment when you get to be next to somebody as historic as Mike Tyson. But leave the guy alone when he's on vacation. Leave the guy alone when he's just trying to travel, especially if he's on a plane. And also realize that the average person, you know, might be anxious. I don't know if you guys have been watching and reading, you know, what's been going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Man, you know, it sounds like people can be set off in a second. You know, stop it with the selfies. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.